It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me. It's Pinky the Pig, and it's time for the Pinky the Pig podcast show where you listen, laugh, and learn with an oink and a moo. And I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How's Pinky today?
I'm great. 2022. 2022.
You like saying that?
I do.
Me too.
Well, you gonna say it?
Oh, 2022.
Yeah. What would you like to talk about?
Well, you pick.
Okay. I was curious, what animal has the biggest feet?
Oh, well, sure, that would be the two-toed ostrich.
The two-toed ostrich? They only have two toes. Most birds have three or four toes.
That's correct, Pinky. And the ostrich, the two-toed, one of the toes is much longer than the other, and it can have a 4-inch claw.
Ah.
But the foot can measure 21 inches. That's twice the size of an average man's foot.
Now some big feet. We did an episode on Bigfoot.
We did. That was episode 0451.
You almost have 451.
Correct. And the Bigfoot, what we believe, some of us.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good episode, 0451, Bigfoot.
Right, 24 inches long and 8 inches wide.
Yeah, that's a big foot. And what about people? What's the biggest feet on a people?
Well, right now, there's a man that lives in Venezuela, Rodriguez Hernandez. He wears a size 32 shoe, and his foot measures 15 and a half inches.
But he has 2 feet, right?
Yeah, correct. Just the one is slightly larger. Longer than the other.
Wow. He's pretty tall, I bet.
He's 7'3". But the tallest man on record now is a Turkish man. He's 8'3", and his feet are actually smaller than Rodriguez.
But you remember the largest feet ever. I know that name. That's Robert Wadlow.
Right, an American man, 18 and a half inch foot.
Yeah, that's a big foot. Not as big as Bigfoot, though. Bigfoot's 24 inches.
Correct. And Robert Wadlow, he was 8'11". He only lived to be 22, and he was still growing. There was no evidence that he had stopped growing.
Yeah, that's a lot of numbers, Mildred.
Okay, it's fine.
And how about the elephants? They have pretty big feet.
I know, aren't they odd looking?
Well, not if you're an elephant, Mildred.
Okay.
But I know what you mean. Because they have those toenails. They have 5 toenails. And they have that pad underneath.
Right. So some species of elephant only have 4 toenails on the back legs.
Okay. But those cushion pads, those elephants, you know, they talk to each other. They stomp on the ground and they communicate and they can feel the vibration from other elephants and they communicate by stomping.
They do.
And then the lion feet, they have those pads too. And they have the retractable claws. They just go inside like a house cat.
That's right.
And what about the geckos? You know, those lizards, they can run right up the walls.
That's right. Their toes are covered with tiny microscopic hairs. So it creates this electromagnetic attraction with whatever surface they're on. It kind of bonds to them electrically. The tiny electrons, they grasp onto the surface.
Electromagnetic attraction. And what about that other lizard that looks like he's running on the water, like Jesus?
Oh, the water-walking basilisk lizard, right, because he has to move fast. That's how he can do it. But there's pockets of air that get trapped under his feet the way they're shaped. That's how he can do that.
Or she. I'm sure the girls do it too.
Yes. Excuse me.
Yeah. But, you know, those claws on a lion.
Right.
That's like the eagles. They have those claws, but they're called talons. They're not retractable.
Right. And their talons, some species like the harpy eagle, that talon can be 5 inches long.
Yeah, that's a big, long claw like the armadillos. Their front feet, you know, they have 3 claws.
Very good. And that center claw can be 8 inches.
Yeah, so many numbers today, Mildred.
Well, you wanted to talk about the size of feet.
Yeah, true. Okay, what else? Let's see. Oh, the platypus. We did a podcast on the platypus.
We did.
And we invite our listeners to go back to previous episodes. Just scroll through the titles and click on the ones that suit your fancy.
Right, the platypus. They have the webbed feet. And the males, they have these pointy spurs that they can release venom.
Like a snake.
Right.
But the platypus, he has those venom spikes in his feet.
Yes.
Where the rattlesnake has the fangs in his mouth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that platypus, that's a wild, wild creature.
Absolutely. And what about the monkeys and the apes? What about their feet?
Well, they look like hands. Are you kidding me? Even their back feet, the feet. Because they have arms and feet, but their feet look like hands.
All right, that's a prehensile foot. Prehensile feet.
Hmm. And I'm thinking the insects have the little teeny tiny feet.
Right, and the foot of a mosquito, it has these curly extensions.
Yeah, that's a visual right there. Thanks, Mildred.
Sure.
And then, the microorganisms, that one amoeba looks just like a big foot splurping along.
A pseudopod?
A pseudopod.
Right, and then the smallest mammal, the feet, that would be of the shrew.
The shrew, that's like a little tiny mouse.
Well, it's not actually a mouse. It's more related to the moles.
Not a moles.
Right, because shrews and moles have 5 toes, where mice, they only have 4 toes. But this pygmy shrew is only 4 inches long, and the tail is a third of it.
Yeah, that's dinky.
You know, it weighs as much as a dime.
Yeah, now there's some tiny feet there. Little feet. You know that band, Little Feet?
No.
Yeah, Farmer Tommy knows that band. He knows those guys.
Oh, okay.
And Farmer Tommy said that last week he put his foot in his mouth.
Well, that's just an expression.
Yeah, I kind of figured that out because I don't think he's all that flexible. A Lady Lynette, she can put her foot in her mouth easily. She can put her foot behind her neck.
All right.
Yeah, Lady Lynette's got some dinky feet, but I'm figuring the dinosaurs, they probably had the biggest feet.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, do you have a poem or something?
We do.
Yes, please.
All right, Pinky, we have a couple of quotes here. This first one comes from Leonardo da Vinci. He said, "The human foot is a masterpiece of engineering and a work of art."
Mm-hmm.
Abraham Lincoln said, "Be sure you put your feet in the right place, then stand firm."
Nice.
And Theodore Roosevelt said, "Keep your eyes on the stars and your feet on the ground."
Yeah. No, those were good, Mildred.
Yes.
Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
I love you.
I love you.